Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. If you've ever had major surgery, you may have been served by a surgical technologist without knowing it. There are more than 110,000 surgical technologists working across the nation, according to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, and the median salary is $62,000, with annual salaries ranging north of $90,000 for the most experienced in the field. Providence Medford Medical Center says there's a growing need here for surgical technologists in Southern Oregon, and Rogue Community College has partnered with Providence and Lynn Benton Community College to address this workforce need in our local healthcare industry. Joining me to help us learn more is Dave Kohler, Dean of Health and Public Service at RCC. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks, Mike.
So tell me about this new degree program.
Sure, absolutely. The new program is a two-year degree program leading to an Associate's of Applied Science in Surgical Technology, and it allows a completer of this program to sit for the CST exam, Certified Surgical Technologist. And right now it's an important position because when I first came here to the Rogue Valley 3 years ago, one of the first things I did was convene a group of all of the healthcare executives, including Providence, Asante, and several others, to really identify from the portfolio of healthcare training programs that RCC offered what was missing. Surgical technologist was one of those programs that rose to the top. This was a need that was expressed back then, and so we've been working to really bring those programs that are in high demand to be available for our students. That's one of the missions of our college, is access to higher education and workforce training that leads to, you know, thriving wages so that they can, folks can support their families at family wage rates. And so this is one of those programs. Right now in the Rogue Valley, a surgical technologist, the median income is about $73,000. So that's a great, great wage in this valley. It's higher than the national average, as you mentioned. And so we recognize this is a huge need. We would not have been able to do this, bring this program to the valley without the partners that we have in place. This is an example of a great partnership that is coming together to meet the needs of our communities in Jackson and Josephine County. So Providence Medford Medical Center, and in particular Kate Kitchell, the chief nursing officer there, has said yes to me every step of the way. And we've been working on this for about 2 years to get this to come to fruition. And she has said yes all along the way. And when I asked, can we use your facilities? Because this is a huge barrier for RCC to be able to stand this program up. What does the cost look like to replicate a surgery, an operating room, with the ventilation required, all the different facilities, infrastructure that are required, the utilities, and then add on all the equipment that's required to be able to train students in that environment? And Kate has graciously allowed us to leverage their operating room, so we don't have that burden. That's taken completely off of us.
So you don't have to replicate it. You're actually using their real operating rooms.
That's exactly correct. And that's a huge benefit for us to be able to stand this program up. The other partnership here is Lynn Benton Community College, who also has worked with us to bring this program. They already have program accreditation, which is a requirement for us to train students under this and lead to that certified surgical technologist certification for students, completers. And so partnering with them, they've done a great job of designing this program in an innovative way where students are able to take some of the core classes for surgery tech through Zoom or hybrid classes, and then they do the hands-on training here at RCC and then in the operating room at Providence. And so without this partnership, this program would not have been able to come to the Rogue Valley just due to the overall expense of standing up that program.
So industry partners are important.
Huge, huge. And this is a great example to just demonstrate if we have industry partners who come to the table and they are able to, you know, take some of the burden because of the need in the region, we are able to work together in collaborative ways that we're able to accelerate bringing those programs here. Otherwise, it would be several years down the road before we would be able to add that those dollars in the budget to be able to complete the construction, all of those things.
Right. Now, you said you just got here 3 years ago, and you've already got this wonderful partnership that you've been working on since you got here. Where'd you come from?
I came from, I lived in Boise, Idaho for 17 years, and I moved here 3 years ago. And I've been in this role since that time. And as I mentioned, that first year was really about, hey, let's get these partnerships in place. Let's find out what the needs are. Let's work together and see if we can find some innovative solutions to be able to fix what's needed in our region with respect to healthcare. And really, it's about improving the resiliency of healthcare. You mentioned at the very beginning, scheduling a surgery. I spoke to somebody 2 weeks ago about scheduling a surgery, right? Once they got everything approved through insurance, they called to schedule it and they booked it. It was the middle of July. That was 3 weeks ago. So we're looking at 6 weeks to get a surgery scheduled. And the large part of this is due to a shortage of surgery technologists.
So industry demand is driving this. And so did you bring this idea with you? Were you doing this before?
That's a good question. So when I was working at Treasure Valley Community College as the dean of CTE, this was a very similar situation, almost exactly the same. We had industry hospital partners who were saying, hey, we really need surgery technologists. We will help you. How can we do this? And so we started that process at Treasure Valley Community College. And when I came here, it seemed like I had just completed that process there, and it was almost the same thing. But this was one of the top three areas that were identified from the executives in the healthcare industry here.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a really tough question. What's a surgical tech?
So surgery technologists, they assist the surgeons in the operating rooms, and they operate under the direction of nurses and surgeons, and they really help support that so that surgery goes successful, make sure that everything is sterile, all of those things. And it's an interesting field in that one of the things that I didn't realize when I started looking into all of this is that a lot of folks from the dental assisting background are this is kind of a pathway for them, almost the next step sometimes, because there's a lot of translation in the sterile procedures, right, and the infection control pieces. Those are both elements in both programs.
Okay. My guest is Dave Kohler, Dean of Health and Public Service at Rogue Community College. So how do interested applicants apply?
Good question. So we have our website. If you search on Rogue Community College under our Allied Health Occupations, there will be a link for the Surgery Technologist Program, and there is an application open. Currently, it's open for RCC area only. It's closed for the Albany area where Lynn Benton operates. We have 10 seats available this fall. The program starts this fall. And there's going to be a capacity for us to take 10 students this first cohort. We're looking at hopefully increasing that to 20 students next year, because since we opened this application period, in the first 3 days, we had 27 applications. So folks really need to, if they're really interested in this, go to the website, find the link and apply, and get into that queue so that we can evaluate your application. It closes next Wednesday, I believe that's June 18th, at 4 p.m.
What are the prerequisites?
Good question. There are a couple of prerequisites. Off the top of my head, I know there's one that's an anatomy and physiology one, and then the remaining A&P courses, anatomy and physiology, are embedded within the program. The other prerequisites, I believe, are a math and a writing.
Okay, so is this open to anyone that's interested, or do you have to have some experience in the field?
It's open to anyone who's interested, as long as they're able to get those prerequisites done prior to fall start. And we are offering, RCC is offering all three of those courses this summer, which begins July 7th.
Okay, so tell me about what it takes to get through this degree program.
Sure, it's a two-year program. And so the three prerequisite courses not included, it will take 2 full years, which means fall, winter, and spring term of a full load of classes. Again, those classes are going to be a mix of hybrid as well as in-person labs, whether they're at RCC or at Providence Medford. And then the final term of the program, students will be placed in clinicals around the Rogue Valley, so at surgery centers or hospitals, and they'll be working alongside preceptors. Once they graduate, they'll be able to sit for that certified surgical technologist certification and enter the field as a CST.
So how many do you expect, how many students do you expect will be the very first cohort to enter the workforce in the region?
So that'll be 10. And then we expect, hopefully after that, we'll be able to ramp it up to 20. It's really going to be dependent on the number of preceptors that we're able to get and assign to students in that last year of their program.
Okay, what are preceptors?
Preceptors are going to be certified surgical techs who are working in the field right now. They have jobs as a CST, and they will take on a student, a one-to-one. So they'll be with a student for that entire term at the clinicals and working with them to make sure that they're applying their learning that they've received over the course of the 2 years and answering any questions and giving them additional feedback on their skills.
So that's kind of a mentor or a success coach?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
Okay. And where do you find those?
So those are the folks who are already working. They're working at the surgery centers and all that. So we're really excited to bring this program. I have to tell you, Mike, because it really supports I mentioned the resilience of our healthcare system, but as it provides access for people to those high wage careers, you know, we're also turning those dollars in our economy, right? There's more people now who are spending more in our economy. It improves the region overall.
So you're talking about an economic impact.
Absolutely, and this is huge for that.
Okay, so you're also addressing another problem in our region, and that's brain drain.
That's right. So this is an example where we expect that the folks who are in this region and are trained in this region will remain in this region. We see it in other healthcare professions, nursing. We have the highest retention of those students in our region after they graduate. We expect this to be very similar. This is an opportunity this is an access opportunity, and we expect people who are here that have been waiting for a program like this to be offered locally, and now they have that opportunity. They're taking that opportunity because they have been place bound. They haven't been able to go somewhere else to get this training.
Well, it sounds fantastic, but it's a very small program. I mean, it's very limited, at least at its outset. How do you expect this thing to grow?
Right, and that's by design because we have to start somewhere. And so with 10 students, we feel that this is a reasonable number, that we're able to find enough preceptors in that clinical space, in a year and a half down the road when that's required. At the same time, we recognize that the demand is growing and we want to increase that cohort. So hopefully next year we'll be able to get 20. But that buys us a little bit of time to be able to reach out to all of the existing surgery centers and across the two counties and talk to them and say, hey, are you willing to help us with preceptors? And so as long as we're able to get those folks, which I believe we will, we'll be able to increase to 20 next year.
Okay, so that's an important component. Now, you're expecting 100% graduation rate?
I certainly do.
Okay. So now you mentioned nursing. Tell me, this is a related field. Tell me more about that.
It is a related field. Right now, we're starting to see hospitals who are leveraging nurses to work as surge techs because they can't get enough surge techs and support the surgeries that are required. So again, as I mentioned, the surge techs typically work under the guidance of a surgeon as well as a nurse. And so they're all there supporting that surgery, that specific surgery in the operating room. We're starting to see a blend of skills that some of the job postings are listing RN skills in the surge tech job postings. So there's kind of a blend going on right now, and we believe that's due to the shortage of both of those roles.
Well, the healthcare industry is a growth stage industry, so you're serving a growing need.
Absolutely.
Well, Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you joining me here in the studio.
Mike, I appreciate you allowing the opportunity to talk a little bit about this program. Thank you.
My guest was Dave Kohler, Dean of Health and Public Service at Rogue Community College.